Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, good evening, good evening, our Blog Talk listeners. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, this Monday night, November the 2014. We appreciate you joining in with us tonight. Praises be to God for another opportunity to come to you live on Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to My Sister, My Friend, a Blog Talk show that is dedicated to reaching all women. We want to be an encouragement and uplifting and be here with resources for their needs and concerns. Tonight, we have a great show for you coming from a ministry called Hurt, Broken, Now Healed, and Delivered Ministries. But first of all, before we get started with our show tonight, we want to give a shout-out to our partner, Reverend Richard Terry of the First Free Will Baptist Church, and to Pastor Michael Morgan Sr. of the Shady Grove Primitive Baptist Church, and First Lady Henderson, pastor now of the Hope and Glory Church tonight, who is one of our co-hosts, who she probably will be on later to join us. But so with no further ado, we want to introduce to you Evangelist Teresa Tarpley of the Hurt, Broken, Now Healed, and Delivered Ministries. Go ahead and say good evening, Evangelist.
Good evening, everybody. How's everybody doing this afternoon?
We're great.
You're great.
All right. Yes, we have no complaints tonight. Would you go ahead and introduce yourself and your ministry and tell us a little about what you are doing and your passion for your ministry?
I'm Evangelist Teresa Tarpley. I'm the CEO and founder of the Hurt, Broken, Now Healed, and Delivered Ministries. This ministry is a no-excuse ministry, and we reach out to people who are prostitutes, drug addicts, homeless, you know, just a lot of people that are dealing with a lot of various issues, suicide, just a lot of different people. We help people in the community with and without criminal backgrounds find jobs. And when I say it's a no-excuse ministry, people may say they want to go to work, but the word but is an excuse not to move forward. The slogan for our ministry is there's no excuse not to move forward when God's got my back. We help people. They may say they want to go to work, but they don't have transportation. Well, we help people. We provide bus passes to them that are available. They may want to go to work, but they're behind on child support. Well, we have an agency that we network with. If you're behind on child support, as long as the child is under the age of 16 years old, they will help them catch up with child support. And if they're not working, they'll help them get a job. You may want to go to work, but you don't have a GED or high school diploma, or to go to college or something, and you don't have a GED or high school diploma. We network with TCC, and we help people get their GED and diploma or whatever it is they want to do. You know, people that are homeless, we try to teach them. We try to teach people how to start from the bottom and work their way up to the top. We network with other different agencies, you know, labeled Day Ready agencies, to where they don't care what your background is. You know, they pretty much help you get in. You know, prostitutes. You know, I can tell you what it's like being a prostitute because I used to be a prostitute. Drug addicts, I can tell you what it's like being a drug addict because I'm an ex-drug addict. I used to smoke crack. God delivered me from crack cocaine for 20 years. Suicide, I can tell you what it's like being suicide and attempts to suicide, because when he delivered me from crack, he delivered me from prostitution, bisexual, suicide, depression. He took it all away at once. Cigarettes, we kind of help people overcome cigarette, all type of addictions. I can tell you what that's like because I've been addicted to cigarettes, you know. So we help people on housing. Some people are on housing and they get stuck in a box like it's, you know, government cheese. you know, and we try to pry them out of that box to teach them, you just can't get stuck in this predicament. You know, you work, you go to school, and you rise up out of it. You don't just stay stuck in a rut for whatever it is. Women, men, women with low self-esteem or making themselves feel like that I got to have this person, or if I have a baby for this person, that's going to make that person love me. We teach people how to love themselves. What is it that you want to do in life to move forward? So there's so many things that we just do in a community to help people. And, you know, homeless, I was homeless. I was a homeowner and homeless. I had family members that took advantage of me of my property, and God allowed me to have my property back after they tried to, you know, go and have my name taken off of it, but it didn't work because it was mine. And, you know, so God, he just really turned some things around. All the hurt and brokenness that I went through in my life, now God has fixed it to where I'm healed and delivered, and he allowed me to go out into the wilderness and minister to the lost sheep that are out here. So, I mean, in depression, I was in a mental hospital, and for depression, the doctor diagnosed me with antidepressant, and I was on Wellbutrin and Prozac, and I was on drugs still, and they kept telling me, well, if you're on drugs, you can't take the medicine. And I just so happened to go to a church, a little church with a friend of mine one night, and she said, well, you know, God can heal you from depression. And ever since she told me that, I stopped taking that depression medicine. So, and that's been over 21 years since I've taken it. And, you know, it's just so many things that God has just been doing in this ministry. And our goal is to get us a building real soon to where people can come in and we can network with them better, you know. But we're just constantly in different areas, wherever the Lord may send us to host a job fair or, you know, try to network and pull people into. This is our passion, and this is how we go out and help people, you know. So,
Amen.
And just, it's just a lot, you know, because Jesus was not behind for a while.
Okay.
He was in the wilderness.
He's not.
So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I like about the ministry, that you go out, you just don't sit in the church house, or you
mm-hmm.
don't sit in a closed-in spots. You go out to and minister to the people. Do you do, like, a street ministry sometimes, or do you take them, bring them in and take them to your church, or how do you gather your people?
We do a lot of walkathons, you know, street evangelism and stuff. And when we go out, you know, a lot of people may do walkathons and stuff to do fundraisers, but we go out walkathons and we pass out the salvation booklets. You know, some people have been just constantly hurt by coming into a church. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
You have to go out and go when you go out. When I go out, I teach them that somebody loves you, somebody cares for you, somebody been through the same thing that you've been through, you know. And then we'll guide them in, you know, slowly. If they don't have clothes, we'll try to get them a clothing donation, you know, to let them know it's somebody here. And we also minister to different nursing homes. And, you know, we go out to the nursing homes and teach, you know, and minister with those, because there are a lot of people in the nursing home facilities that don't have family. They've been lost to the system, you know, and they can't see their loved ones anymore. So we go out and we reach out to those as well. So, yes, we do. We just do a lot of street ministry, and we're looking forward to doing the tent revivals and, you know, just having more, just reaching out. Out there and
reaching
just
out,
pulling them
out,
in.
Outreach.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. So how many people do you have on your team?
Right now, it's slow. It comes, it goes,
okay.
It's up, it's down, you know, but, I mean, and a lot of times, you know, I used to worry about, well, why nobody not coming with me? And sometimes it's not meant for everybody to go, because some things is just
there
for me
go.
That God has for me to do, you know.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is true, because sometimes we can't take everybody with us to do what
mm-hmm.
he has called us to do. We have to go by his word and his way in our lives and see what he has for us. So if that's just what he has placed in your heart and on
mm-hmm.
your mind, then that's what you have to do. You have to walk in it, because you can't nobody
mm-hmm.
walk in it but you. And then if you have somebody that come along to help you that he sees,
mm-hmm.
well, that's what we do. But if
mm-hmm.
he says you go, that's what
mm-hmm.
you have to do. So
yes,
how did you how did you get started? Was it because of your background, or did he just drop that in your spirit? What was your first? Well, just tell us, how did you first get started doing this?
Well, actually, I was doing like little in-home Bible studies, maybe like once a month at home. And then the Lord just dropped in my spirit, Hurt, Broken, Now Healed and Delivered Ministries. And I went and I got my title name through the courthouse and, you know, my EIN tax number and all that. And
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, once that began, and one time he had me to go to jail. And I was in jail and he had me, it was like I was on like a 45-day fast. And in the midst of that fast, there was a lot of women that were in jail. You know, that was homeless and this and that. And he had me in a prophesying and laying hands on the drug addicts and the prostitutes that was coming in. And that was one thing he took me back to, was being homeless. So, and once he started doing that, you know, it was like I started being in unfamiliar places to where I don't know where I'm going to be half of the time, because he's going to drop in my spirit, well, I want you to go over here. I want you to get up at this time of the morning, and I want you to go over there. And, you know, and I have to just be obedient to where he had me to go, you know. So, and in the midst of the jail and going out and feeding the homeless and ministering to them and showing them that somebody love you and care for them, then he started dropping in my spirit about the job fairs and, you know, and had a lot of different people who had criminal backgrounds to come in, because I never been to prison, but I've been to jail, and I am a mother of inmates, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
And I sow seeds. You got to sow seeds into whatever area you want to be watered, you know. So, and I've been sowing seeds to those with criminal backgrounds, because I want to see my family members come out to be productive members of society. So, and then he just led me on to where I was and what I used to do, and that passion started just coming, you know. He just started birthing it all out of me. So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, and that's.
Yes, that was the beginning, huh?
Yes.
he just developed you and put you out there.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
Did you have to get any formal training for any of the things that you do, like going through to, did you have to get certificates to go to the nursing facilities, or going into the jail to to preach to the people in the jail, or what kind of criteria did you have to have?
Well, actually, when I go to the nursing home, I pretty much get with the activity directors and see what they have available, and then I'm able to go in and go in with them. Before it's going into the jails to minister, I haven't been there to minister. See, when I went in the jail, I was an inmate in jail for crime, you know, and it was like tickets or something, I think it was, and when I went in for that, I was just relaxed for maybe like 2 weeks and was just in the ministry the whole while I was there. Just working it, no matter what it looked like.
Okay.
Had to
pass the good news of the gospel, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
We do, no matter where we are and what phase
mm-hmm.
of life we have to go through. If that's what he's petitioning us to do, that's what we have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so do you have children?
Yes, ma'am. I'm the mother of 4 children, and I have 2 grandchildren.
All right, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And do your children come along, or do they support your endeavors, or how does that work with your family life?
Well, with my oldest son, he just was released from prison, And my youngest son is in prison for a crime he didn't commit. My oldest daughter, she's always out there with me. You know, yeah, so I have a lot of, you know, I have pretty much support with my children. You know, my youngest daughter, when she's not doing what she has to do, then, you know, she's supportive. You know, she comes out and, you know, be in the midst of the job fairs and stuff. So, yeah, they pretty supportive.
Okay, so you are hooked up with the people that can help you do the job fairs, feed the homeless, shelter, and, you know, you
yes,
can get
ma'am.
People in different places and
yes,
help
ma'am.
Provide different resources for them. Through
yes,
your,
ma'am.
Are you 501(c)(3) certified yet?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It's in the process.
All right, wonderful. You know, God will just send you somebody that's going to drop that, too.
Yes, ma'am.
He's going to drop that, too. So just tell me, what do you like about doing what you do? How do you, you know, do you have to, what do you do? How do you like what you do?
I love what I do. I really do, because when God delivered me from drugs, he can deliver anybody. And I just love the passion of working with people, you know, and hearing what they're going through. And I love just praying for other people and telling with the good news about what he did for me on September the 19th, 1994, when I was coming out of the crack house. And, you know, and my mom and my brother, his wife came where I was, and I was getting ready to get high a little bit more, you know. And she said, I know what you're doing, but I wish you have enough respect to come home and get your children. And I went home, and I cried, and I cried, and I cried. And I met a lady that I knew. Well, I called her, and I met her in Narcotics Anonymous. And she said, if you're really sincere about quit getting high, I want you to get down on your knees and tell God you want to surrender, but you don't know how. And I pass that prayer along everywhere I go, you know, and I continue to use that prayer right to this day. When it seems the situation arise in my life, I tell God I want to surrender, but I don't know how. And I like going out, and I like telling women that have low self-esteem or feel like that they have to have a man, and if I have this baby by him, then he going to love me. I love telling them, baby, you're more than a conqueror, according to Romans chapter 8. You know, it's just such an amazing, I mean, God is so phenomenal, and I love the things. I just love working in his kingdom and just doing the things that he called me to do. And when my time is up, I know when it's up in a certain place, because he will let me know and I can move forward, you know, and just letting people see what he done in me, you know. And I'm so glad that I don't look like what I've been through, you know. How
yeah.
many people
you
know. In nursing home and that are in the streets, that are still in the streets, young people are in the nursing homes to where they have been bound with drugs and stuff. And I look at them and I say, thank you, Jesus, because it could have been me. It should have been me if it wasn't for the blood.
Your blood
kept me and carried me through. You know, I mean, and then I think about how I was prostituting, you know, and all the days that I was walking up and down the street and I was tired. I'd be like, Lord, please let the police pick me up and take me to jail. That's how insane I was. I was so tired I was ready to go to jail. But God said no. And I could have had AIDS, because everybody that I had sex with, I didn't use a condom. But he spared me. He kept me for a reason, to go back. He didn't bring me out to sit back. He brought me out to go back to
Come
the
on.
Wilderness. And that's
Come
what
on.
I love about it. I love it. I love telling people what I went through, you know? I mean, I had a child born addicted to crack cocaine. What the devil said was going to happen, what man said was going to happen, didn't happen. That same child they said that was going to be malnutritious, that same child that they said that CPS said was going to have a mental disorder or was going to be retarded, took his GED test at the age of 16 and passed it with flying colors. That same child.
Come on.
God did it. He did it. You know, if he did it for me, he could do it for anybody. giving body. That's where my faith comes from. No matter what it may look like today, huh, he did it for me. You know, I mean, I remember the days walking around not bathing for 2 and 3 weeks, if that long. I mean, if that length of time, you know, not bathing, not combing my hair. It could be 150 degrees outside and I walk around with a wool cap on my head, you know, trying to get high. Baby's milk, go to Wick, get her milk and sell it. Diapers, get diapers. My mom, you would bring diapers, and I'd take the diapers and go sell the diapers. And I remember she used to say, we didn't buy diapers. You know, we didn't buy diapers. We used to get rags and tie around. I'd take T-shirts and wrap around her bottom to keep her dry. You know, I did whatever I had to do to get my high. So I do anything I got to do to give God the glory. I do anything I got to do to continue to do the kingdom things that God called me to do. No matter what. Man can't stop this. Not this. Not this. He didn't bring me this far for me to keep my mouth closed. He didn't bring me this far to bite down on my tongue. He did not bring me this far to sit back and just sit back. He didn't just bring me this far for me to relax. He brought me this far to go back. And tell it, and I tell it everywhere I go. I'm not ashamed of what I've been through. I'm not ashamed to tell nobody, you know, because I grew up, you don't tell everybody what you've been through. You keep your mouth closed. Now, I'm going to keep my mouth open because I'm going to tell it. I'm going to tell it.
Amen. Yes, ma'am, because we are delivered by the testimonies of others because we know that if God can do it for you, he can do it for us. And that's the reason why I have you here tonight telling about the deliverance that God has done in your life. Maybe someone out there listening tonight can take a hold of what you're saying and just believe and trust in God just a little bit more. Have a little bit more faith in what God can do. These single women, the married women, those who are just going through even little bitty things, you know, just to know that God is there with them and will carry you through everything, anything. All you have to do is just ask. What you say? Tell him you surrender, but you don't know how to do it. That's it. That is profound. I really like that. That is really profound because if we just tell him that we don't know how to do it and ask him to help us, it can be done. I have some callers on the line that may want to ask some questions. Is there anybody out there that has joined us tonight? I see my co-host has joined us, and I see Minister Williams has joined us. And Beverly, if you have any questions for our guest tonight or whoever is on the line, go ahead and ask what you may. Questions? Comments? Beverly?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just got an email about someone being in the hospital. I'm excited about what you're doing in your ministry. You mentioned about, are you partners with some other organizations?
Yes, I am. Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay. So do you help? Give me a little bit more. You tell me about you're helping people. Are you helping them just with people getting jobs or them helping them find jobs or just with the bus passes? I was hearing some parts about that.
Well, we help people with bus passes, you know, to help them out a little bit, get to and from work, you know. We help them get, you know, find jobs if they want to go back to school. We help them get back in school, you know. And if it's something that I don't have, there's another organization that I can, you know, pass along, if you know, because jobs contact me all the time. And if they don't, you know, if it's something that I don't have, maybe another network or somebody else can help them, even if they're homeless or into that effect. You know, we can send them, like, to the housing authority, you know, or we can guide them and tell them which way, you know, which avenue to go down. And or sometimes women, you know, I've had women to where they'll say, well, the shelter gave me an exit pass, and we don't have nowhere to go. So, I mean, we network with other people who probably can put them in another different shelter until their housing voucher comes up, you know. to where they just won't be out in the cold, you know. So there, I mean, there's a lot of different things that I do. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you're just with anyone that you're just working with anyone in need, not just particularly women, but men and women?
Yes, ma'am. And we also network, we partnership with an agency to where if a person is behind on child support, as long as the child is under the age of 16 years old, and we'll help them catch up with it. And if they're not working, then they will be able to get a job.
Okay, I've never heard of an agency that'll pay someone's child support.
Hello?
I've never heard of an agency that will do that.
I didn't understand you. Say it again, because I heard two different people speaking at one time.
Oh, I'm saying I never heard of an agency that would pay an individual's child support.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am. They help them catch up with it if they're behind on it. And a lot of people, men and women, they don't want to go to work because they know if they go to work, then they're going to take out the child support is going to, you know, kick in, and you know what I mean? So, and
yeah.
that motivates them to want to go ahead and go to work when they know they, you know, they won't be so far behind on it, and they not, you know, they getting some, I mean, it's getting caught up.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is that agency only in Fort Worth that does that? Because I haven't heard of an agency in Dallas that does that. So is
it's
that
in
only
Fort Worth.
Is special to Fort Worth? Okay.
It's in Fort Worth, but I'm quite sure that they have another agency that can, you know, pretty much network with them in Dallas or somewhere.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that through Human Services, or is that an individual?
No, it's through the Tarrant County Workforce Solution.
Oh, for real? Okay.
Yes.
Well, maybe Dallas
mm-hmm.
does have that. Who knows? I haven't ever encountered that, but that would be something for us to check into so that we can refer them also if they have
mm-hmm.
it in Dallas. You know,
mm-hmm.
find out about
mm-hmm.
that. Because I have,
mm-hmm.
that's one thing that I haven't heard about.
Yes.
Is there any more questions from our listening audiences? Anybody out there want to make a comment? Okay. Well, what church are you affiliated with out of Fort Worth?
I'm at the Christ Cathedral Church of Fort Worth. Apostle Sherman C.G. Allen is my pastor and co-pastor Tonya Allen.
Okay. So you have a great outreach ministry there. Are you head or do you just work primarily on your own, or are you head of your church outreach ministry?
Well, I'm head of the church outreach ministry over there as well. I network There are times that where sometimes Kenneth Copeland Ministries will, you know, hit me up and we go do a lot of evangelism, you know. So there's a lot of other organizations that like, you know, evangelizing with me as well. But, yeah, I'm the head evangelist over at our church
as well. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. God is using you in a mighty way, and we thank God for that. So will you go ahead and give us some your contact information in case there are listeners out there in Fort Worth that would love to get a hold to you and just seek your services, or just want to have you come talk to them or give a seminar or something on the things that you do?
Sure. You can contact me by email at minister.ttarply@yahoo.com. That's minister.ttarply@yahoo.com. Or you can call me at area code 817-210-7517. Again, 817-210-7517.
All right. Thank you. I'm sure that that's some useful information to our listeners take that under consideration. If you know anybody who needs help or can be referred or given a resource by Minister Tarpley, please contact her and use her services. So if those of you listening, you know somebody that needs some help, just refer them to Minister Tarpley. And Minister Tarpley, also, we want to thank you for being on the show tonight and being our guest speaker. We have given us some useful and important information about your ministry, and it, you know, it takes a strong person to just come out and just be that bold for Christ, because a lot of us say what we want to do, but it's not as bold as you. Okay, we'll talk and talk and talk, and that's it. And you know, that's one of my pet peeves. Now, if you say you want to do something, go on and do it. Don't just talk about it; be about it. You know, and
that's
the thing that we as Christians need to learn to do, is get on out and be bold for Christ and do His work. And just try to do the things that He has for us to do, because it's a very important and uplifting and building the kingdom. So I see we have another caller. Caller, would you? We are talking to Minister Tarpley tonight about Hurt, Broken, Now Healed, and Delivered Ministries. She has a bold and very strong talk tonight. She's telling us about her ministry. Do we have any other questions out there tonight for Minister for Evangelist Tarpley? Anybody? You're free to answer any questions. Any questions? Any questions tonight? Okay, Beverly, do you have any more questions for Evangelist?
Oh no, I've enjoyed listening to her, and I've heard some interesting information that I wasn't aware of, and it's always good to learn new things.
Yes.
I sure would like to hear from her and perhaps meet her sometime to find out some other that are going on.
Okay. Yeah. Just let me know. Like I said, I'm up for preaching and engagements, you know. Whatever it is you need, I'm here.
Well, that's nice to know.
That is a good thing to know.
Yes.
Well, I thank you once again, and I thank our listening audiences for joining us tonight. And at this time, we're going to open the conversation for any announcements that any of you that are on the line might have, or any comments that you might have, or if you just want to got something on your mind tonight, go ahead and let's talk. We want to engage in conversation tonight. If you have something that you want to discuss, let's just talk about it. Y'all real silent tonight. I need some feedback. I need somebody to tell me something. Open up the line. I'm opening up the line to conversation for anyone who wants to say.
You know, we're at that meeting on Saturday about human trafficking. And yesterday on MSNBC had like 2 hours talking about human trafficking. And they were talking about it in Florida. And they were, many of the things that we heard on Saturday, they were talking about it on MSNBC. And they did, one of the people that they found, that they arrested, happened to be a youth pastor who was visiting for conference.
Okay, I'm getting some noise in the, excuse me, Beverly, I'm getting some noise in the background. Whoever has something going on in the background, please mute your phone. We're getting background noises. We're getting background noises. Please mute your phone. Thank you. Okay, go ahead, Beverly.
Yeah, so they had it on MSNBC, and they were talking about the entrapment of girls. They had a number of women, and they even caught a couple of pimps that were there one guy came up, and one of the women happened to be pregnant with his child, and he had him up there. And then they called one of the men that was there, happened to be a youth pastor who was there for a conference, and he had went on this website called Backpage and solicited for a 14-year-old girl to meet with a 14-year-old girl, and they told him it was $300, and he came with the $300-some, and he claimed that he didn't know what it was when they got a hold of it. And so they were talking about the very same things that we were talking about that we had at the conference on Saturday. It was very interesting. Some of the girls pretended that they didn't have pimps. One of the pimps they caught in the car, and he pretended he didn't know why the girls were there. But they didn't believe him. They went on and arrested him. And so after our conference on Saturday, I went on and went on Twitter and found some other organizations. So one of the ladies, I've just texted her and asked her if she would be on our show to talk about what her agency is doing. So I just want everybody to be aware and pay attention to what's going on. Listen to the news and listen to the young ladies in your areas, and start speaking out about this. Start going out and you're ministering to various organizations and various churches. Start talking about what's going on in our communities and start making everybody aware of what's going on. Let's just don't hold it between us and don't share it with other people. A lot of these girls are disappearing and we don't know where they're going, and a lot of them are going. And they did have one man that was willing to trade girls, one girl for another girl. And so let's pay attention to what's going on around here and start letting people know what's going on so that we're aware of. These parents won't think that all these girls are just running away. Some of these girls are actually being stolen and being sold. So I just want everybody to be aware. Let's start talking about this and let's start sharing information.
Yeah, because that website, Backpage, that's terrible. You can that's the one that you can go to and find out how you can get a girl, right?
Yeah, you can go on there and place an order. And what they're saying is, what they were talking about the other night about how, and they talked about it Saturday also, about how these pimps are trading off girls. And they just had it in the paper. I think I sent you something on it. They had a man, they just arrested this man the other day. He had two girls locked up in a house. He had bought them or kidnapped them or something, but he had them locked up in his house, and somehow somebody found out about it, and they arrested him. It was just on the news. I think it was yesterday. And they had arrested him, and he had these two girls in his house, and he had them as sex slaves. And so there's a lot of this stuff going on, and these girls, probably parents thought that they ran away, thought they were dead or something. This man had them locked up in his house, just like we heard a couple years ago about that man that had those three girls locked up in his house. So we need to start paying more attention and see what's going on and start talking about this and being more vigilant, because all of these girls are not running away. A lot of these girls are being kidnapped. They're being sold. Pimps are trading one for another. And that's what they were doing on that show yesterday. They were trying to trade out girls. One pimp wants to trade another girl for another girl and all that kind of stuff. So we've just got to start talking about this and start getting out here and letting people know that all of these girls are not running away.
Right, and then they're just being captured and taken in because they think these guys love them and they can give them something that their parents is not giving them, and pretending like they love them, and then they start to use them for their body and trading them off. And we have got to talk to our young ladies. We have got to bring them in and tell
them.
Well,
this guy, he didn't do any of that. This guy just kidnapped the girls and had them locked in his house. He didn't even do any of that stuff. He just kidnapped them and held them hostage in his home. So they didn't he didn't even go that route with them. He just kidnapped them and just took them. They were just locked in his house.
Well, let me ask Evangelist Tarpley, have you ever experienced anything like that while you were out there on the streets and doing what you was doing? Evangelist Tarpley?
Repeat that question again.
Did you ever run into anybody that was a sex trader or a sex slave master or someone like that was taking girls or women into sex trafficking? No?
I mean, yes. Pretty much, because when I was out there, I mean, it was rough when I was prostituting, you know. There were times I locked a trunk of cars and, you know, trying to get a fix to get high. And when things didn't go the person way, that I might get locked in a trunk of cars or just get taken advantage of, you know, or they run off with me and go here and that ain't where they supposed to be taking me to, you know. So, yeah, it's a lot of people that will take advantage of you, you know.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, what would you leave with our young ladies that are listening tonight and on the advice of what you've been through, what would you leave with them tonight as far as what you can instill or advise them?
Well, I want to leave with all the young ladies that, you know, no matter what you went through in life, no matter what it is, you got to learn how to love you. And you got to just know that you are more than a conqueror. No matter what parents done, because us as parents, you know, our parents, no, none of us as children came with any instructions, you know. The only thing we have to do is learn what the Bible says, is honor thy mother and thy father, and our days on earth shall be longer. You know, and you got to realize what is it that you want. You know, the way you want a man to love you, or you want drugs to love you, or whatever it may be, or whatever the situation may be, you got to learn how to do it for yourself. There was a time to where I felt, you know, my mom would always tell me, well, I wasn't in love with no man. I just wanted him for his money. And I watched her get beat and abused every night. From a child. Going on in my childhood. Well, I tried to reverse it and feel like, well, she getting beat. I don't want no man for no money. I'd rather give them the money. And it's still a curse that's there. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I would
feel
like, well, I can give him money. He going to love me. He going to be my kid's daddy. He going to do this. He going to do that. And then I feel like that $5 is too much to spend on myself. But now I love going and showing me what I'm worth. Because, see, I'm worth more value than I ever knew that I was. See? So you have to be taught. And you have to take it one day at a time. And it was hard for me to teach me. It was hard for me to spend money on me because I didn't know the value of me. But now that I know the value of me, it doesn't bother me. I work every day. I'm going to take my money. I'm going to give God what he deserves off the top. And then whatever is left over, I'm going to treat me. I'm not going to treat me to Family Dollar. It doesn't bother me to go to Burlington Coal Factory to spend $40 on me because I'm worth it. Out of all the hell and abuse that I went through, I'm worth more than what I gave myself. I'm not a settler sister anymore. thank God that he delivered me from stew head syndrome or feeling like that having a piece of man is better than having no man at all. No,
Come on.
I don't work like that, you know. I don't worry about being lonely because I know I'm not lonely. I'm married to the king, God.
You got you, girl.
And that's who I love being married to, because I like him telling me what he want me to wear, how he want me to wear. Oh, it go spin that on you. I love when God can tell me how he like me to look for him.
Amen.
I love it.
Amen. Well, we are winding down the show, and we want to thank all our listeners, our callers, those of you that are out there. And I'm going to call again for any announcements, any comments, or any information, comments that we need tonight before we end the show. Do we have any from our co-host or our other evangelist, this minister on the lines tonight? Is there anybody that would like to have something to say? Okay. Well, I guess we are going to wind this show down tonight. And it's our custom, Evangelist Tarpley, to ask our guests to pray us out. Beverly, do you have anything else before we end the show?
No, I just want to thank the evangelists for coming on. I've certainly enjoyed listening to you, and I hope that sometime in the future we can all get together and trade off and listen to each other again, because you're very interesting. You make me excited about what you're doing and about what God has done for you. So I'm very encouraged by you, and I pray God that he'll continue to bless you and bless your ministry. And you keep on working and keep on showing other young women that God can change anybody. He can change all of us.
Yes.
I'm very excited about what he's doing for your ministry. So you keep on going out there and teaching and encouraging our women that they are everything to God, and God loves them. And I'm very excited about you.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you.
Okay, before we end the show and before you pray us out, Evangelist, I'm going to make an announcement. Please, listening audience, those that have called in, those that are listening by internet, join us on tomorrow night for Mojo Blog Talk Radio. That is a new show that we have coming on at Tuesday nights from 8 to 9 o'clock, talking about relationships. So you can go on our Facebook page and see what her subject is on tomorrow night. It's John and Monette Legs of Mojo Blog Talk Radio Show. Then on Friday night from 8 to 9 p.m., we have Street Talk. And that is geared at the young people, talking about what's going on the streets these days, and they just have open, candid conversations about everything that is happening. Tomorrow night, Wednesday night, we may be introducing a new show with Elder Jordan of Exhaling Ministries. So listen in tomorrow night. I believe that one may come on about 9:30. But you can dial 310-982-4126 or go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Granny's Place and click on the show that is being held at that time. Hello? Okay,
hello?
Hello? Go ahead. You got announcement, or you got some comment or something? Hello? Okay, well, we can't hear you if you're trying to make a comment or join in the show tonight. We are about to go into prayer. Is there anything you want to comment on before we go into prayer?
I would, Host Lewis. I would like to say
hi.
Good evening to everyone. Hi. I thoroughly enjoyed Minister Tarpley, and I just want to encourage you to continue the work that God has given you, the passion that I'm hearing and the compassion for the people of God is what's needed. And if you keep the fire, I promise you it will continue to burn with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. So
yes.
I just want to come online to encourage you to continue to move forward
yes.
in the word
Amen.
Of God. And God bless you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, thank you. That's my co-host, Pastor Sonara Henderson. Thank you for joining us tonight. Pastor Henderson, we know that you were busy, schedules just be tight, and we thank you so much for joining us. That's my co-host, y'all, along with Miss Beverly. So God bless each of you for calling in tonight, and thank you for your words of encouragement. We love you all, and we thank you for just joining in with us. So if you don't mind, go ahead, Minister Tarpley, Evangelist Tarpley, I'm sorry, and give us a closing prayer.
Father God, we come before you, God, thanking you, God, in your mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for the testimony that you gave me to reach out and touch another person. And God, by the testimony you gave, I pray and I ask, Lord, that somebody will be healed, delivered, and set free tonight in the mighty Jesus. God, I pray that chains will be broken up of someone's family on this prayer line, on this call tonight, in your mighty name, Jesus. I pray, I ask, Lord, in your mighty name, Jesus, somebody's mind will be healed from depression and weary and worried, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I pray and I ask, Lord, that your oil will be poured upon someone's feet, God, to where they will be guided in the path of righteousness, oh God. Lord, I pray and I ask, Lord, that burdens will be lifted. They will fly off of the shoulders of your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray and we ask for traveling grace. God, that you show up in our spirit of discernment on tonight, oh God. Lord, anoint our eyes to where we can see you even the more, oh God. Mend the brokenness, oh God. Oh God, we just trust and believe you, God, that you can do all things. There's nothing too big or too impossible for you to do, oh God, in your mighty name, oh Jesus. Oh God, strengthen in our prayer life, strengthen our praise life, oh God. Oh God, anoint our tongue, God. Make our prayer life and our praise, Lord, in your mighty name, oh Jesus. Do it, God. Make it pleasing to you, oh God. Lord, we thank you, God. Lord, we say thank you right now. Increase finances in someone's ministry on tonight, in your mighty name, oh Jesus. Oh God, and I just thank you. I hear the Lord saying there's a son that he's about to do it for quicker than quick, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, and I just say thank you, and we decree and declare that it is so and it is done, in the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. We thank you so much for that fervent prayer. Also, I do want to let our listening audience know that we do have a show on Saturday mornings with Minister Joel Lewis with Free on the Inside. That was the first show that we started for Granny's Place Ministry. So join him on Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. talking to men and young men of all ages, and he gives out good information and good resources. He's talked to a lot of people over the last 3 years he's been on the show. So join him from 8 to 9 a.m. Saturday mornings, Free on the Inside. And if there's nothing else, I'm going to say good night to my friends and all of my loved ones, and thank you again for joining us. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Lewis. God bless you. This is Sister Brenda.
Good night. Thank you, Sister Brenda. Have a good night,
God bless
everybody.
You, ladies. Thank you.
God bless.
All right. Amen. All right. Evangelist Tarpley, we will be talking soon.